Item number 9 is the September 2021 financial reporting package.
So again, this is our reporting package. This is the same financials I just spoke to in the dashboard in a more condensed numeric fashion. We just provide this each quarter for transparency and kind of historical reference purposes. Happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Questions? Okay. This is Montreal. I have a question for you. I operate a organization that provides prevention. And when I first discovered CCS, it was a model that was introduced to me from VHD. And it showed that CCS might be the best way for us to provide preventative care services. What I found out was that oftentimes the system for Medicaid and Medicare is really based off of crisis intervention rather than prevention. And so my question to you is, how can an organization, a young organization like myself, who really has put a trailblazing effort towards prevention using assistive technology, be able to be a CCS provider when our total focus is prevention rather than actual crisis intervention? And we do both.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that's something that we kind of struggle with ourselves. We're wanting to shift to more of a prevention-based model, but Medicaid, as you know, is very focused on the enrollee and the individual, and prevention is often directed at a population. So we're having trouble funding prevention and finding opportunities to fund prevention on kind of a larger community-based level. I would just encourage you to reach out to our CCS team here, either the CARS team or the wraparound team, to get more information on how your unique organization can be a part of the CCS network.
Thank you very much. You know, as a general rule, I would recommend, too, that the county become best buddies with whoever writes the state waiver document that goes into CMS, because I think there's room for a lot of creative work there. Sometimes the waiver can be written to test regionally a concept, like Milwaukee County only, but not the rest of the state until a concept is proven. And all of that goes in as a waiver document. And I would encourage the county to take the writer out to a beer, maybe a McDonald's or something, and talk about what might be possible or what might be needed and what can be done in future years. And I think things are open for experimentation now that weren't in the past.
Absolutely, and that's what we're seeing right now too. We've had, I think, a lot of great conversations and a lot of great progress with our reimbursement concerns centered around the Mental Health Emergency Center, with partnership from Joy Tapper and others. We've been put in communication with folks at DHS that we really hadn't had an open line of communication to in the past. So I think that we're seeing a lot of interest in collaboration with Milwaukee County from the state, and we're hopeful that the Mental Health Emergency Center will be a demonstration of how that can be successful and how we might seek to further collaborate on other creative opportunities.
Yes, and given the bad news, around Daryl Brooks, the state might be open to piloting some new concepts around prevention. Okay, back to you.